welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hello and happy Friday. It's Jessica. How's everybody doing? We made it to the end of July. Can you even believe it? I know that I see some back-to-school pictures from Arizona people. I'm thinking of moving to Arizona. I'm a little bit jealous. We still have a month to go, and I'm kind of feeling the pain, but we're enjoying summer as much as we can because I know once the schedule comes and the early morning out-the-door routines start up again, I'm going to miss the relaxingness of summer, but midsummer, it really hits you like, how many more weeks do we have? But it's been a good summer overall here in our house. So thanks for tuning in to our Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award episode today. This is episode 153. I hope you enjoy these episodes as much as I do. I love reading your nominations about extraordinary moms that you know. And every month, you guys come through with amazing moms who you know personally that you just admire and look to as an extraordinary mom. And so I hope that simply by calling them out and acknowledging how awesome you think they are, that it made their day. So this month, the mom I selected is Courtney Aiken. And she is a mom that was nominated by the woman who actually adopted her daughter. And to be honest, I've never interviewed somebody who has given their child up for adoption. And so as I was coming up with the questions, I was a little bit nervous and wanted to be super sensitive because oftentimes we think about the amazingness and the joy that comes from an adoption going through for the adoptive family. But then oftentimes we don't actually consider the biological mom who's really experiencing such a great loss, and it can be devastating to them. And so even when they think it's the best choice for their child, it doesn't make that any easier. So I love that her adoptive mom of her child and Courtney both have a mutual respect and appreciation for one another, and I can't wait for you to hear my interview with Courtney today. But first, I want to thank PrepDish for sponsoring this podcast. You've been hearing about them all during July, and PrepDish is a meal prep service that helps you to take the worry out of your meal planning. They send you a grocery list, a prep list, and recipes for amazing healthy meals for your family. Especially during the summer, I really struggled with creativity and time for putting meals on the table, but PrepDish has helped out so much. You can feel great about those meals, and PrepDish is offering you 2 weeks free to give the service a try. If you go to prepdish.com/em for extraordinary moms, you can try it out for free for 2 weeks. See how it works for your family. I know you're going to love it as much as I do. So thanks PrepDish for giving subscriptions to both Amy and Courtney and for sponsoring the podcast. Let's get to my interview now with Courtney. All right. I want to welcome Courtney to the show today. Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where am I speaking to you from today?
I am located in North Logan, Utah.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, I got the sweetest nomination from Amy, who is the woman that adopted your daughter years ago. And so she had a sweet nomination, and I'm just going to go ahead and read it for you right now. Amy said, I would like to nominate the birth mom of my daughter. Courtney is an extraordinary mom. She was the mother that allowed me to be a mom again. After placing her daughter courageously up for adoption, and then she carried on with her life, she finished school, worked to provide for herself, and then found her true love. She was married and has two baby girls. They're Irish twins. My goodness. And she sacrifices daily for her little family. If you want to meet a selfless, insightful, amazing mom, you must talk to Courtney. Oh, I just love that so much.
Yes.
So sweet. So, Courtney, will you just tell me a little bit about your motherhood journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I actually grew up in a very religious home. And when I was 19, I found out I was pregnant. And I went to my mom and I told her, and the first thing out of her mouth was, you need to think about adoption. And I just couldn't even put it in my mind at that time to think about someone else potentially raising my child. And I went to my child's biological father, and I'm just going to call him Tom for purposes. Mm-hmm. So I went to Tom and told him that I was pregnant. Tom and I had just a very rocky relationship. We ended up breaking up 2 months after I found out I was pregnant. And throughout my pregnancy, I just realized that keeping this child would have been, it just would have been hard. We weren't financially able to take care of a child. We weren't together. I grew up with parents that were divorced, and I knew what that was like to go back and forth from one household to another. And that's not something I ever wanted for any of my children. And we finally got to the big day, and we welcomed our beautiful baby girl. And I looked into her eyes, and I just couldn't think of ever placing her for adoption. To me, she was the thing I needed in my life, and she wasn't going anywhere. And so I actually, I raised Millie as my child. And throughout the first few months of her life, Tom and I just, our relationship got worse. On Mother's Day, I just wanted a nice day where I could just spend time with my baby girl. And that I felt like was my day that I was entitled to, of peace and quiet. And here comes Tom banging on the door and demanding to see her. And my sister goes to the door and tells him to go away, that we're not going to let him come in the house today. I didn't want to fight with him. And so about 20 minutes later, he leaves, and then I get a text from him saying that if I don't let him see Millie today, that he's going to call the cops and try to tell them that I'm withholding his child. And if he doesn't see her, then he's going to start custody battle the next day.
Wow.
And I just broke down. Here is an almost 4-month-old baby, and he's wanting to start a custody battle. And I just knew then that I couldn't keep up with the fighting and the custody disagreements. And it just, we were going down a very, very negative path. And I had been thinking about adoption for several months. And it finally just hit me on that day that as much as I loved my little baby, that she needed to be in a home where fighting wasn't going to be happening every day, where she wasn't going to be going back and forth between mother and father. And so on Monday, I called an adoption agency that I had been looking into. They told me kind of how the process went. On Wednesday, I confronted my family and told them everything that was going on and what my plans were as far as adoption.
Were they surprised?
My mother was, I had lived with my mother, and she knew everything that had been going on. So she wasn't surprised. I think she was very relieved that I had finally hit that point. And my sister was the most surprised. She and Millie had grown very close together, and so she was surprised that I was gonna go through with it, and also very heartbroken because they had built this special bond that I just loved watching grow. And I think throughout the process, just because my entire family knew how negative Tom was and just how terrible he treated me, I think most of them were more relieved than they were surprised. It was kind of a comfort to them to know that Millie was going to be going to a family where she wouldn't have to deal with the negativity and the harassment that was constantly going on in my life.
Sure, but did you wonder if he was going to be willing to release his rights?
I did, yes. And yeah. So we actually, on Thursday, we went straight to the adoption agency. They gave us some portfolios to look at, and I told the agency ahead of time that Tom was going to fight this adoption. It was something he was not going to agree with, and it wasn't going to be smooth. And that factor actually limited the amount of profiles that the agency would let me look at, because there are a lot of families that don't necessarily want to go through a legal battle when trying to adopt a child. And so we had to speak with the parents ahead of time to see if this was even something that they wanted to go through. And adoption is already hard enough. having the extra hardship of legal confrontation just makes the process that much more difficult. And for some people, it's something that they're just not willing to go through, or they may not be ready to go through.
Sure, absolutely.
So, yeah, so we met with, they gave me three profiles. So I had a choice of three families, and I looked at two of them, and I didn't really feel satisfied with what I was reading or what I was seeing. And I opened this last portfolio, and it just seemed like the stars aligned. I'm sorry, I'm probably going to cry here. But everything that I was looking for was in this book. And I remember that my sister, when I told her, she came to me crying and said, just pick a family that loves theater. That was just a little something she was throwing out there. And lo and behold, here in this book, a couple pages in, we love theater.
Really?
And that was, yes. And so I'm like, that is, it's so crazy that, you know, here just a couple pages in was one thing that I was looking for. And each page that I kept getting further into, it was just one more thing that was, it was basically confirming that this was her family. And even now, we'll go to family functions and we'll speak with the grandparents or an aunt or an uncle. And even to this day, they are telling us things that it just confirmed that family was meant to be my daughter's family. I have no question in my mind that I made the right decision for her.
Wow. And so once you found that family, and did just finding the right fit, was that enough of a push to really confirm to you, this is the right road and I can go through with this?
Absolutely. So wow. We looked at profiles on Friday or on Thursday. The adoption agency called this family on Friday. They drove down an hour and a half to Salt Lake City. We met with them on Friday, and on Saturday morning, we actually signed all paperwork and parted ways. So this whole process
wow.
happened in literally days.
Wow.
And it was the most, it was amazing and terrifying and just experience that I've never been able to move past, which obviously it's my child, but just talking with the dad and the siblings, it was just almost like I had known them forever. And we just sat at dinner and talked, and it wasn't scary, it wasn't uncomfortable, it was just a good time. And it just was so comforting that I was able to be so relaxed around this family that I had just met.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. And so now that you've had all these good experiences with them, it's easy to see how wonderful and how meant to be this was. But what was that like, giving your daughter to this family, even knowing she would be loved and she would be well taken care of and out of this tumultuous dynamic? What was that like on that Saturday?
It was probably the most depressing and negative experience that I ever had. I felt completely heartbroken. Here I had raised my child for almost 4 months, and I had every intention up until that point to continue raising her. And so here I had a baby, and then all of a sudden she was just gone. And so not only had I had this child that I was raising, but I had just watched her leave with a family that I barely knew in a completely different state. I was living in Colorado at the time,
wow.
which is where my family's from. And so I was getting ready to leave to go home to a completely different state. And I, as much as a positive experience as it was the hardest time for me. I didn't even go back to my house for over a week. I didn't want to see the crib. I didn't want to see her clothes. I didn't want to see any of her toys. I didn't want to go through that process of packing those things up, knowing that she wasn't going to use them again, and she wasn't going to sleep in her crib again. And so I actually stayed with a friend, and it was It was the hardest time I think I've ever had in my life. And it took probably a couple months before the feelings of reassurance and relief started to slowly creep back in. And then I was able to realize that, yes, I had done the right thing and I had done what was best for my child. And so I became a shut-in for several months until I actually moved to Utah to get away from it, so that way I could start to try to put my life back together. Because at that point, I was going from ground zero and trying to start a whole new life.
But one of the things that Amy complimented you on is your ability, once you found that new normal, to pick up and move forward and to go to school and to eventually marry and have your own children. What has that transformation been like for you?
It was, it's been hard and amazing all at the same time. I did start at ground zero, but I really kept Millie in my thoughts every day, and I wanted to do something with my life that was going to make her proud. I wanted to show her that I wasn't giving her up. I was giving her better, but at the same time, I wanted to give myself better. So I decided to go back to school and get my cosmetology license, and I got a job, and then I found my husband that I'm now married to, and we actually just celebrated our second anniversary this last week.
Oh,
And
congratulations.
thank you. And we now have two beautiful girls, a 15-month-old and an almost 4-month-old. And it has been just such a wonderful experience in my life because of the adoption. I feel like I truly cherish the moments I have with my children more. These moments of, my daughter feeding herself for the first time, or my other one smiling for the first time and starting to talk. These are moments that I really am cherishing because I've felt the pain of having a child one day and having her be gone the next. And although I am still very involved in her life, thankfully I've been blessed to have a very, very open adoption, and I see her quite frequently, and I get to talk to her and see pictures. And even though she's still around, I'm not raising her. And so having that knowledge, these moments I do have with my daughters, it just makes it so much more precious to know that I get to sit and enjoy these times with them and have these memories with them. And it just has made me so grateful for the entire process.
Wow, that is truly remarkable. And I think what's so important about this conversation, Courtney, is that so many times we focus on the adoptive family and the adoptive mom and the joy that comes from that, and we don't give the credit or the time or the compassion to the birth mom that is suffering a loss. And you did so 4 months after raising her. Some do it, before the birth, some do it at the birth. It's different situations. What would you want people to
Okay.
know about birth moms in adoptive situations? What should we know?
I think that it takes a very special kind of person to go through an adoption process. And I don't say that to kind of toot my own horn and say I'm so great, but I have friends who have placed their children for adoption, and I actually have family who have adopted children. And the process of placing your child with another family, it truly takes an act of complete selflessness. Because here you are bringing your child, this being that you have carried for 10, 9 to 10 months of your life in your body, and they are you. And as soon as you bring them into this world, they're someone else's. And that is so difficult for some people to comprehend. And I don't think that people not involved in adoption, I don't think they realize the struggle that people go through. Not everything is a black and white adoption. Some of them are very cut and clean and everything's so easy. Mine was very messy. And here I am 5 years later dealing with repercussions from that adoption. And I think it's important for everyone to kind of take a step back and realize that even if we don't have our children anymore, we're still mothers. And those are still our babies. And we still want the best for them. And that's why the adoption happened in the first place, because we want the best. And I think sometimes people tend to forget that, and they just think that maybe we don't want a child, or maybe we're not in a position to take care of our children. And those things may be true, but maybe we just realize that there is something better for them than what we can give them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that is great perspective to have. And you're right, it can be very messy, and it's not just black and white, but no doubt it takes a lot of courage to want better. You're not just giving up, you're giving them life, and you're giving them a great life and a better life. I just love that. Wow, I am so inspired by you. And
you.
Just out of curiosity, what does Millie call you?
She calls me Courtney. So I've been blessed where her adoptive parents are very open about our situation. So she does know that I am her birth mother and I'm just Courtney, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But she also does know that, like, my mother is allowed to come and see her, and my sister, my family is allowed to be involved. And so she knows that, you know, there's my mom and my sister who are technically her birth grandmother and birth aunt, and so she knows that we're all family. And to me, it's okay that she doesn't call me mom, or that she doesn't have a special name for me. To just know that she knows that I'm family is enough for me.
Yeah, it's not about the label, it's about the relationship.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, this has been such an encouraging conversation. Courtney, I always ask my guests one final question, and it's this. What would you tell your pre-motherhood self?
I would tell myself that the opinion of other people doesn't matter. Mm. And I truly mean that, in whether it's in an adoptive sense. I spent years putting myself down and listening to all these opinions that other people were telling me that I had done wrong, and I had basically given up on my child. And it allowed me to put myself in a really negative spot. And it wasn't until a few years ago that I realized that they were all wrong. What they were saying was just opinions. And to me, they weren't people that mattered, so why did their opinion matter? And after I realized that their opinions truly don't matter, it was then I kind of had a freeing moment, and I was able to get out of this hole and realize that I am the mother, and what I do for my children is the best thing for them. And even now, with my children at home, the things I do for them and with them may be things that other people don't agree with or understand. We all parent differently, and everyone is entitled to an opinion, but it's just that. It's an opinion. You are the mother. Do what you know is right for your children, and that's all that matters.
Oh, I totally agree. And that's what Extraordinary Moms is all about. It's not about perfect moms doing it one way. It's about you doing what's best for your family and your children.
Exactly.
And using that intuition that you've been blessed with to make decisions and to
yes.
and to course correct as needed. Because we're not perfect. We're going to mess up. But then there's always the next moment to make a different choice and to do what you think is best based on
exactly.
what you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Courtney, thank you so much for taking the time. You're an Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award winner. Woohoo!
Well, thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with me. I hope you just have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well.
Wasn't that so brave of Courtney to share her journey? I loved getting the perspective of the biological mom and really honoring her sacrifice so that another family could it grow their family in the way that they were hoping for. It's just a beautiful circle, and I'm so grateful that Amy nominated Courtney today. So thank you for sharing, Courtney. Congratulations. Next week, I have an amazing episode for you. Oh my gosh, you guys loved my episodes with Kelsey Nixon. She's been on twice talking about the loss of her baby Leo, and more recently talking about growing their family through gestational surrogacy. Well, guess what? Her gestational surrogate, Betsy Keller, is coming on the show next Tuesday, and she's going to share her side of the story of what it was like to carry somebody else's baby. I've asked the questions I've always wanted to know from gestational surrogates. Hopefully I asked all the questions that you might be wondering. And she and Kelsey have been so wonderful in wanting to share the story so that we can learn from them and be inspired by their wonderful bond and their wonderful sacrifice for each other to help each other to grow their families. It's just so beautiful, and I really hope you love the episode as much as I did. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, you can do that at JessicaDahlquist3 or on Facebook at Extraordinary Moms Podcast. And anything we talk about on the shows, you can visit our website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com, and see show notes and pictures and all that jazz. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the show on iTunes. That way, every time a new episode comes out, it just gets put in your unplayed column and you can get it as soon as it comes out. Thanks for tuning into the podcast, and I'll see you next Tuesday for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Bye.